And now our feature presentation.
In front of a live studio audience of Rotten Tomato reviewers, it's the most random show on the internet. It's TBK Live!
Like a breeze comes to road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home, country road.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most random show on the internet. And guys, for the first time in over 2 months, we are joined by a very special guest. Yes, the return of Charlie is today here on live. No, what I'm getting at is, guys, for the first time in over a month, you've heard all our interview episodes with Brian O'Halloran, Santiago Cirilla, Ed and Kendra from Burning Willow Press, and everyone in between. But today, folks, it is the return of the Newman to my Seinfeld. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the return of the one, the only, Chris Gloryhole Knight.
Hey, everyone. God, it's good to be back, man. I've been gone for what? How long? A month?
What, it seems like forever.
I swear it does.
You have channeled your inner Leonard and left after a season of The Big Bang Theory.
I know. Wow. Wow, it wasn't even a big boat.
No, it wasn't. I'm going to find a bigger boat.
It was an air-conditioned hell in Michigan.
We'll get to that before the end of this episode. How's it feel to be back in civilization, by the way?
Oh, it feels great. These newfangled things you call computer, though, I'm really not sure about. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. I mean, and you can buy milk at stores. At stores, Richard.
What?
You can buy milk at stores. I mean, I was milking a goat. And I completely forgot.
Are you sure it was a goat or was it the man in the mirror?
No, it was a goat.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
I can just see you over there with your teats.
Yeah, I was bored and horny.
Let that sink in. Guys, we're going to talk about everything that's happened. Really quick, I have a very special announcement to make that I'll tell you at the end of the show. All right, now! Got to build up some suspense.
Well, of course.
Let's just start out because we got a shit ton of stuff to talk about. But first, I do have to talk about one thing. Guys, this show is going up as of when you listen to it, which is Saturday. It is going up this evening. But Monday night, folks, the 90s return to live. It is TBK Live presents Saved by the 90s.
Hey, it's about time.
Guys, this show is going to be stacked with 90s goodness. And when I say 90s goodness, I mean motherfucking 90s goodness, because we're not only going to be joined by Chris Knight.
Yay!
We're going to be joined by my other half, Ashley, yeah, and the host of the Winos as well for our 90s edition.
Yeah, this is going to be one hell of a show.
And we're probably going to be drunk by the end of it. Is this correct? Has anyone got a general consensus we're all going to be shit-faced today? There are possibly 13 bottles of wine, by the way. So we're in Walmart Neighborhood Market in Paragould. And by the way, if you're in Paragould, stop by the Paragould Cinema 8 to check out a movie.
Yeah, and please.
Cheap plug. So we're at the Walmart Neighborhood Market, and I realized something.
What's that?
I actually get to write wine off my taxes.
You're kidding.
It's a business expense.
That's amazing.
Because of a fucking show called The Winos.
Wow.
The greatest thing ever. Guys, if you've not checked out their show after this is done, before you the 90s version, go check out episode 1 of The Winos. Episode 2 goes up this Friday.
It'll make you laugh.
During our 90s week of live, our website. Yeah, this whole week is 90s week. On the website, it kicks off with the Saved by the 90s edition. We're going to have special Hall of Hotties 90s, a Hall of Hunks 90s, a Sevens list that is 90s. You know, we'll probably talk about how weird Jim Carrey was. You know, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, the weirdness.
The weirdness of the 90s.
I guarantee you, though, here's your drinking topic for our 90s show coming up on Monday, Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh, ah.
That will be discussed.
Oh.
But we have a lot of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Do have an announcement at the end of the show, and I'll get to that. But let's talk about you. You got so much shit we never got a chance to talk about.
I know.
Do you want to go to Little Rock? You want to start in Little Rock?
Yeah,
let's go back to June.
Let's set the Wayback Machine for that. Let's see. June, went to Little Rock Convention out there. Awesome.
River City Comic Expo.
Yeah, River City. It was awesome. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, walking around there and everything was wonderful. But the greatest thing about this con for me was, and I think I got several wins on this, but I met Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek. She was there. And for those of you who were there, you know this. And then, but...
Hey now. I need to get the George Takei Hey Now thing and just have it as a sound effect for the show from now on.
But let's talk about a real childhood hero that I actually got to meet. And
Captain Kangaroo?
No, not Captain Kangaroo, no. No, man, I'm talking about Buck Rogers and in the 25th century. No, come on. Gil Gerard and Felix Silla were there.
Before you go any further,
this is
one of those shows that nobody from our listening base that's younger than 40 is really going to know about.
Oh, come on.
So I think you probably should give a little backstory on what the show's about.
All right, I can do that. In the late 1970s and early 80s...
Way back before you were born.
Yeah.
Before you were thought about.
William Buck Rogers stepped into the capsule of Ranger 3 and left Earth. This was 1987. And he got frozen and was stuck in space for about, 500 years.
Are you sure you weren't high and watching Futurama?
No, I wasn't watching Futurama.
Just making sure.
Gil Gerard played Buck Rogers. Felix Silla played Twicky. And, of course, the all-knowing, all-beautiful Erin Gray was Colonel Wilma Deering. The show lasted for 2 seasons, and it chronicles the exploits of Buck Rogers, who is a man thrown out of time, and is now part of the directorate in New Chicago.
Didn't they spoof this in Looney Tunes?
They did.
This is what Duck Dodgers was about.
Yeah. And if you watch Robot Chicken.
I love Robot Chicken.
They did a Buck Rogers spoof that was really hilarious, but. Gil Gerard is kind of a childhood hero, or Buck Rogers is kind of a childhood hero for me. He was a pilot, a fighter pilot. He had flown spacecraft. I mean, the guy was amazing. I actually got to meet him. And the cool thing about it was I got his autograph and got to talk to him for quite a while, shook his hand. Really, really cool dude. And
handing out AARP cards.
But, you know, the cool thing about him is, you know how most celebrities...
I think we discussed this before, that they gave actually part of their autographs
right,
to charity.
Right. The money for the autographs were charity. And I bought an awesome Buck Rogers coffee mug. I think the money went also to... Some of it went to Buck, and some of it went to Gil and Felix, and some of it went to
the charity.
But
that's also how that normally works.
But it is a really... He was really nice guy. I mean, I had a really good conversation with him, and it was like... And I, you know, one of the things about him is I've always wanted to fly, Richard. You know this about me. I've always wanted to be a pilot.
I know this.
And one of the things is that you don't know is that part of the reason why I love that show so much was because it was the one show that really made me want to be a pilot, want to be a fighter pilot. I really wanted to fly because of it. And the starfighters were really cool. I mean, it was just a really cool thing. The guy who created the show was also the man who created Knight Rider.
That explains a lot.
And, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just kind of like, it was just a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed meeting him.
Speaking of Knight Rider, you want a Knight Rider story from this motherfucker real quick? He calls me yesterday and goes, dude, I'm thinking about spending a ton of money on something. Are you still thinking about it?
I'm still thinking about it.
All right, let me look at the fiance when I tell this story, because maybe she'll give me a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Now get it right.
There's a thing called Knight Rider Heroes. It is a movie that they're doing about the... It's a reboot kind of the show. What they're doing is they're giving away Michael Knight's... They're selling Michael Knight's leather jacket.
From Knight Rider.
A legit, authentic leather jacket from Knight Rider.
Yep.
With David Hasselhoff's signature.
It's a replica. But it's beautiful. It's lambskin. It's a lambskin, and it's a gorgeous jacket. You can't tell me it's not.
It is beautiful, but I'm going to tell you the price, and you tell me what you think about this, because he's sitting over here. I think he had this debate for like 4 hours. Like last night, we're sitting there eating sushi, and he comes up, and he's just like talking about like, man, I don't know. This fish is really good, but I really want that leather jacket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's having an orgasm over this jacket. Okay, so a replica from one of your favorite TV shows, is it priceless?
Not to mention it comes in a gift box. It's badass.
Yeah, gift box alone is worth it. But would you pay a ton of money for a replica from something you really, really love? And she just shrugged her shoulders.
Especially, think about this for a minute. Especially if you know you'll probably never meet this actor.
Yeah.
If you know you may never meet this actor, and I mean, and it's just almost too good to. And the thing is, the autograph, what it is with every jacket, the autograph is personalized. So it would say from David Hasselhoff to Chris Knight, and you know,
to Dildo McStuffin.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's a piece of authentic. It's an authentic piece of history. Something that is all just right. Really amazing.
So I'm going to tell you this. If you think something like this costs $200, you're wrong. Because it costs $500. You would? Ashley says she's in. Ashley would buy it.
Would you really buy it? Seriously?
You guys at home are really, would you do that? $500?
You know what? I may just do it.
Of those things. It really is one of those one-of-a-kind pieces. Like,
yeah, you just never see it.
Like in Little Rock. In Little Rock, I got a print of Harley Quinn and Deadpool together.
Right, right.
That says, you're my kind of crazy. Like, right. I enjoy that. Like, that's one of those things that's like, hey, I'm never going to see that probably. Like, that right. one, I'm cool with that. It's kind of like, I buy it all the time
yeah.
anyway. So. Oh, yeah, Last Supper from Dallas.
One of the best art pieces I've ever seen,
I need
too.
You to see that in person.
I love that art piece.
Well, let's move on from Little Rock.
Okay.
So we were he was helping us put together the convention in Paragol before yep. he ran away to the Blue.
Yeah.
The Wild Blue Yonder.
Uh-huh.
Fucker. And
well, actually, I did come back. I was playing as the Invisible Man.
Yes, that's
there,
right. If you saw him at the convention, he was the Invisible Man, and he did a damn good job because yep. no one got his picture.
No one.
So no
Not
one wins the $1 million that we were trying to give away during our live edition of Live.
Sorry, folks.
Hey, Nicole Ellis and Renee Carroll, if you're listening, your stuff is on the way. I will tell you that now. All right, so back to this. So he helps me. We do one of the giveaways in the audience one night at the movie theater. Yep. We never even got to talk about this.
No, we haven't. God, we haven't had a chance to talk about anything. Yeah. So let's talk.
So we have to do this giveaway, and in the movie theater at Paragold. The Paragold Cinema 8. If you've not checked out the Paragold Cinema 8, go to their website right now. Another cheap plug. That's two. Maybe I can get some free popcorn next time I go see a movie.
That would be awesome.
Because they do have the best popcorn in Northeast Arkansas at a movie theater. All right. So we're in there, and there's like, hey, let's just do our shtick. And like, I pull out like back to back, and it was sad because it was the same family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like, you hear people go, rigged, and it's like, no, it's not rigged. And then we do the whole send your hate mail to Chris Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden people are pulling out their phones like, let's check out this shit.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
We actually got applause leaving the theater, and then they saw Independence Day 2, so I feel like we were the highlight of their evening.
Oh, yeah. I think we deserve
an
Oscar for that.
Those poor bastards.
I know. And you know, the sick thing about it is that was so much fun. And
that was
fun. I really wanted to do more, and you know.
And we are going to be doing more live shows in places. We'll announce those when they start coming up. We've got some cool shit planned in the future, guys, and
yes.
I will tell you that right now. All right, so that was one thing. And then you left for fucking Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you leave me here. I'm taking care of your pussy.
By force. I had to go by force. Remember this.
Yes, yeah, so I took care of your two pussies.
I know you did, and I appreciate that, and they do too.
They never put out for me, though. Oh, fuck. There was one day I almost shaved them. I'm getting a knife pointed at me. It's a ceramic knife. I'm not worried. I'm not scared.
They still hurt. Go on.
I've cut myself before. and I'm getting the middle finger. Okay. So you leave me with your cats.
I do.
And then you're off.
I'm off.
Let's hear about Michigan.
Oh, you don't want to hear about Michigan.
Let's hear.
Michigan.
First of all, you ended up in a house that the Waltons lived in, I feel like.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. You want to hear this story? I'll pull out the long, boring story.
The difference between that and any other Chris Knight story?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I am a boring human being. Okay, so I will start. So to make this, just make this happen, day one. Yes, we're going to start with day one. Now, guys, I was
Dear Diary.
I was in Michigan for a whole month between, June? It was
July and August.
August 1st. Yeah. Yeah, July 1st to August 1st. Let's just go there. So the first stop is Chicago.
Chicago.
And we're there for a week. And Chicago is actually, it's a wonderful town. I loved it.
I should have told you that there were writers that live in Chicago.
Well,
and you should have met up with them.
You didn't, see. And this is what happens when you don't.
Yeah, well.
See, misinformation. So anyway.
Was that when Brody got married? Yeah, Brody got married while you, like the first week of July. Congratulations to him. Now he's sporting, the creepy mustache.
Oh, God.
So,
ice cream truck. Anyway, we actually get to have 4th of July on the pier, on Navy Pier.
Which is awesome.
They
air that on television.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
WGN airs that every year. It's amazing. Yeah, I grew up watching one of those.
Chicago was a great
It was a lot of fun and really unique. I've never been in a city that big, ever been in a city that big. Well,
Dallas?
Texas. Well,
I was going to say Dallas isn't that.
Well, Dallas, but Chicago is one of those cities. It's just kind of like if you.
We never went the other way in Dallas either.
I know we didn't.
I know Chicago's bigger, but still.
We were kind of in the shopping district of Chicago, whatever that would be, and it was this just a massive city. Something I it was beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful. The people, the colors, the flavors. It was just a really unique deal.
You tasted the people?
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Craigslist is a great way to meet. Hey.
Yeah. But I'm just, we were there with I was there with my family and my niece and we just had a great time. Navy Pier was awesome and we had some good food. I actually got Chicago style pizza for the first time in my life, and I gotta tell you,
authentic Chicago style
authentic
pizza.
Authentic Chicago style.
However, shout out to Cassano's in Little Rock. Good job for giving us pizza after that show. But
absolutely.
After convention. But yeah, no, authentic
Chicago style pizza
is the greatest pizza ever.
It was amazing. And and my dad and I, my father and I took that in, and it was just great. So anyway, after Chicago, we get in the car.
You went to hell.
And we went to Michigan. And we drive up to Michigan, and it's a gorgeous drive, beautiful drive.
And then they stayed at a Best Western on 8 Mile.
Oh, I wish we had. It would have been better. So we get to this little A-frame cabin, and it's a nice cabin. It's a beautiful cabin.
Is it a cabin in the woods?
I would say yes. Anyway, we're looking over Lake Michigan, and it's a beautiful. We were on a cliff. We're looking over Lake Michigan, and. Wow, that's cheese.
Jesus.
That's a lot. Jesus.
Okay, so everyone know, the fiance is holding a giant plate of cheese.
And she's bringing it over.
We're recording the winos today as well. Oh, and wow. She's just like, hey, we should have some cheese.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Well, that's a lot of cheese.
We've got a lot of wine.
We have a lot of wine.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. You'll find out later more about that as the shows go on over the next week.
And it is a beautiful plate of cheese, and I'm giving you a golf clap.
That's something for Instagram.
I feel like we need to put that on the website. Virginia. Yes. We need to picture that and put it on the website.
That's a official logo.
I think it's awesome. So we get to Michigan. And
Jesus,
breaking
breadsticks.
Yeah. So we get to Michigan, and there it is. There's this A-frame cabin, and it's a neat little cabin. It's cute. It's a cute little cabin.
Did you just use the word cute?
I did. I used the word cute because it was. It was cute, but it was dark. I mean, the lighting in that cabin.
Look, have you ever been in your apartment? Fuck.
I have, but I mean, it was dark. It was like you had to have a flashlight. Just after you turn the lights on, you have to have a flashlight.
Did Judd Nelson show up anywhere?
Judd Nelson did not show up. I know, I was miffed. Anyway, I would like to have met Judd Nelson. Anyway.
And that's random Judd Nelson reference number one for the entire day.
So anyway. We get to this cabin, and my father and I are walking around the cabin, and we're looking around, and I look at Dad, and I say, Dad, I think we got a problem. He said, what? I said, I don't believe there's an air conditioning unit in this place. My father looks around and is like, you know what? I don't think so either. So, yes, there was no air conditioning in this cabin. None.
So there's two options here. Number one is you go stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
Well, it gets,
fuck that shit.
Well, it gets worse. Just
or two, you just go buy a window unit.
We were going to do that, but we didn't.
Because having a window unit just around wouldn't be the worst thing.
I agree. So anyway, not only that, it gets worse. It gets worse.
But wait, there's more shit.
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, I got to hand it to the people that I will say this before I go any further insulting it. the people that own this cabin are very cool people. They were wonderful, and it turns out that the cabin, they had only had the cabin since February, and it was they rented it out, and to us for a month, and and they were really good because we did have some problems like the third or fourth day we were there after Dad had left back for Jonesboro here.
We did the right thing.
We had a small plumbing problem. We had a small plumbing problem. Everything was backing up, so we had to somebody come out and take care of it. And
talk about a shitty situation.
It really was. We had a refrigerator. We had a refrigerator that was half the size of any real refrigerator.
So you had a mini fridge.
Yeah, basically. And, so anyway, but these people, the thing is, the people who rented it to us were wonderful human beings. They really did everything in their power to make us more comfortable. The guy brought an air conditioning unit that we put in the kitchen.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Very cool. And I, you know, good people. And it turns out his wife, and this is what I really love, turns out his wife is a pilot. She's a pilot for Michigan. She flies.
You just, you're just like all.
I was just, I was like, yeah, I can't. I'm not going to even yell and scream. I can't even.
So anyway, but it's
on. So anyway, so go back to insulting. So anyway, so after that, so we get there. There's no air conditioning unit. Then to make matters even worse, we have televisions, but no television service. We don't have cable. We don't have antenna. We don't got nothing. No.
Not even a DVD player,
dude,
or something?
We had a DVD player. We also had a Nintendo Wii. That was cool. There was a Nintendo Wii there, so, you know, my niece and I, we played Nintendo most of the time, but when we weren't doing anything. But
you can only play tennis so much on one of those
no
before you want to
kidding.
Kill somebody.
Okay, well, my golf game got better. I know that. Anyway.
He's only shooting with a 4 handicap now.
Yeah. So anyway, man, I'll tell you, the Nintendo Wii golf course is a bitch.
Especially hole 11.
The good thing was I didn't have to have the caddy and I didn't have to pay greens fees. I was happy about that. But anyway, I mean, the coolest part of the house was the basement where my bedroom was. Yeah, the basement. But it was a cool basement.
You just became the stereotype of every nerd story in the history of man. Well, you are now in a basement with your parents living above you.
I know. I know. It's kind of like, I was like, Mom.
Did she bring you milk and cookies at least once?
No.
Thoroughly disappointed.
No. But it was good. We had a wonderful time. I don't want to make it sound like we had a bad time.
Well,
we had a wonderful
but...
time. There was a lot of good restaurants in South Haven, Michigan. We would eat by the river or by the lake. And
good eat at a restaurant down by the river.
And yeah. Oh my gosh. That's pretty good. But you know, but one of the coolest things about Michigan, and if you guys are headed out towards Michigan, if there's anyone listening that's going, I think I'll go to Michigan, do it. I'm not going to lie, Michigan's great. But if you're going to do Michigan, the two things you need to hit most importantly are the Gilmore Car Museum, which is just absolutely amazing. 90 acres full of vehicles. I mean, big 90 acres full of cars. If you're a car guy, you're going to love it. I absolutely love it. And then the coolest part of it all, which I really enjoyed, was the Air Zoo. Yes, the Air Zoo. And what's really cool about
it. Did you say Air Zoo?
The name of the place is Air Zoo. AIRZOO. Write this down and make sure you go if you're in Michigan. The Air Zoo had a lot of aircraft, anywhere from, you know, they had, well, it was cool. They also had biplane rides.
Okay, that's kind of badass.
And not just any biplanes, but World War I biplanes.
And you didn't do this?
We didn't get the days that they were doing it. The weather was bad and they couldn't fly.
I just would have been yelling shenanigans.
I was upset. I was mad.
I would have thrown a temper tantrum.
I would have too, but it was a thunderstorm. It was lightning. You wouldn't want to get up in a biplane without a cockpit. This one didn't, you know, they didn't have the covered cockpits. But anyway, anywhere from, they had the SR-71 Blackbird there. And this was a gorgeous plane, giant, huge, huge plane. And for those of you who don't know what an SR-71 Blackbird is, I'll see if I can try to explain it.
As I raise my hand.
The SR-71 Blackbird, the best way I can explain it to us nerds, to the guys, to the people, is this. If you've watched X-Men movies, especially like X-Men First Class, the X-Jet in X-Men First Class was, in fact, the SR-71 Blackbird, a variant or takeoff on the SR-71. And this plane is absolutely amazing. They also had they had my favorite aircraft, an F-4 fighter, F-4.
Nice.
They had
that's nice.
They had a dream plane that I wanted, which was the Grumman Gander, which was cool. But the museum is cool. The car museum is cool. If you're in South Haven, stop at the Sherman's Ice Cream Factory. Seriously? No, it was good. Sherman's Factory, man. Oh, it was awesome.
I can take it to Homemade Ice Cream Factory. It's pretty much.
Well, yeah. It's their,
I love
their claim
places.
To fame. Yeah. Their claim to fame.
There's one in.
Well, Sherman's.
Mountain View.
Sherman's actually caters to a lot of the businesses and stores. In Michigan.
I would have been all about ice cream though.
I've never seen it here in Jonesboro, but they do have it. But we took a lovely boat cruise, sunset cruise on a sailboat, which I was just the highlight of my fun. And we had a great time. We visited. We went. Let's see. You know, It was a great experience.
I still was waiting for you to call me and tell me that someone yelled goodnight, John Boy.
Well, I was waiting on. Oh, we had a next door neighbor. This is funny. We had a next door neighbor. And okay, we had the family dog with us. We were gone, like I said, for a month. So we had the family dog with us. And
was his name Wilson, and he only could look over a wooden fence?
No, it was a neighbor who the first day we get there, we let Missy out, and she makes a run for the next door neighbor's house. And it's kind of hard to explain, but that next door neighbor's house is not even that far. I mean, just right there. I mean, you look over and it's right there. And my dog decided that it would be fun to go visit with her dog. That's right. Visit with her dog, Golden Retriever, real pretty dog. And I go looking for her, and I have to claim. I got to reclaim Missy. So she comes out and is like, "Can I help you?" I mean, very, very. And this is a woman, by the way, I think. And but we ask her out. We ask her to come over for dinner or whatever, and you know, things like that. But she is just the meanest person in the world. I'm not kidding. She was just mean. I was just like, you know what, Missy, go over there and just do whatever you want. It was not a very happy camper there. Yeah, you know, but I mean, other than that, we had a lot of great time. Seriously. So, you know, I mean.
Was it the kind of neighbor that, like, if you hit a ball over the fence, she would keep?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah.
That Sandlot kind of reference. Sandlot, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a reference to the Sandlot.
So. Michigan was beautiful, though. We ate several different restaurants, and I picked up a bottle of cherry wine, and yeah, I haven't drank any yet. And
that probably is going to happen today, folks, at some point, because we're going to get shit-faced. Yeah,
I got a really cool hat. And oh
boy, that's the highlight of the stories right there. Hey, guys, I got a hat.
But anyway...
Hats are cool.
But, you know, for a month long run.
Would you ever do another 1 month vacation? In one location?
No.
There you go.
No. Well, no, I might minus the family. I might minus the family, but I don't shit. Know. But one of the, okay, now.
Hey,
one
next of the, vacation's coming up.
But I'll tell you what, one of the highlights, and I got to do that, I got to give them the plug. One of the highlights of the trip really was going 3 hours towards Detroit. And going to a little place called Janet's Closet in Wendota, and forgive me if I say this wrong, but Wendoti or Wendati, whatever. And it was great. It was awesome. Big store, wonderful. I bought lots of shoes and lots of other different things for my girly side. And I am very, very, very impressed with it. It was a lot of fun. He's laughing.
No, it's just the way you said it. I just expected you to pull the oh my god shoes.
Yes, oh my god.
That's all I expected.
Oh my god shoes.
All right. But so anyway. Are we moving on?
Are we moving on?
Trip?
We're moving on.
All right. So he calls me up and tells me I need to go see Ghostbusters too.
Oh yeah, it's true.
We're gonna kind of segue into the movies that we have recently seen. Finally,
yeah, absolutely.
As we have three of those to discuss. Motherfucker, it drug me to Star Trek.
Wait a minute.
We'll get into that in a minute. We'll get into that in a minute. But he calls me up and he's like, Ghostbusters was amazing.
Ghostbusters was amazing.
So I'm like, okay, I really wanted to see it. The con started right around that time. We couldn't go see it. It was kind of a busy time where we couldn't do shit.
Yep.
So while I was done playing around with myself one night, we decided we were going to go see fucking Ghostbusters. And we go see it. We're the only two in the theater, by the way.
That's really sad.
It's 3 weeks after it came out, though.
Still really sad.
On a Wednesday.
Okay, not so sad.
No, it was on a Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday is comic book day. So
they had the late show on Wednesday.
Ah, that makes sense. Well, Wednesday is the comic book day, so I'm sure.
So we're in there by ourselves, and we're like, okay, this is going to be an experience.
Right.
And the movie starts off, and through the entire movie, we're like, this is awesome. Why do people fucking hate this film? But I'm going to say something so controversial that may get me hated.
Okay, go for it.
And you can send all your hate mail to chrisknight@tbkmagazine.com. That is chrisknight@tbkmagazine.com. Just direct it and address to him.
I appreciate it, and I'll just delete it all. Go on.
I liked it better than the original.
See, now, I would say blasphemy, except for one small problem. I really, 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 really enjoyed that
and
film.
And I don't know if it makes me sound shitty to say that, because I know the original is so special.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and I'm not going to take that away from it.
No.
But I thought the new one had better humor. It may just be the fact that the humor doesn't hold up, but it doesn't seem to me that the Ghostbusters movies in general are comedies.
They are. I mean,
they just don't come across to me as comedies.
Would you call it a dramedy more than anything?
Yeah. And when I'm watching this new one, I'm like, okay, first of all, you have four of the most talented women in comedy.
Today.
Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, Melissa McCarthy, and the person who stole the freaking show. And I can't think of her name now.
Anna Kendrick?
No. Anna Kendrick.
It was Anna. Wait, who's in it? It's not Anna Kendrick.
I can't think of her name.
I thought Anna Kendrick was in the film.
It's the blonde. It's the other one. Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Leslie Jones.
You're talking about the...
Kate McKinnon.
That's right. Not Kendrick. Sorry. Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon is the reason I watch SNL.
Kate McKinnon was awesome.
Kate McKinnon stole that movie.
She really did.
She was amazing in that movie. And like anything she's in now, I'm automatically there. It's the same way how I feel about Kristen Wiig. If I see her in a movie, I'm there because of the Joe Schmo show.
Yeah,
I've been a fan of Kristen Wiig since the beginning. Fuck all of you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I won't lie, man. One of my favorites, I love Chris Hemsworth playing the secretary, and that was funny.
It was
funny.
Nice to see a male damsel in distress. And it was funny. The next time we're going to see that's Wonder Woman.
I mean, one of the greatest scenes is when they're first interviewing him for the job, and he sticks his hand through his glasses, and they're like, "Yeah, I just took the lenses out. I was getting in my way." I mean, I was like, "That's great."
He's the perfect character, but that entire movie, like, they had the perfect nostalgia pops in it. I know that a lot of the celebrities who joined us for our shows during the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo did not care for the new Star Wars movie.
Right, right.
But they loved the nostalgia in it.
Yeah.
Okay, same equivalent here, but I thought the Ghostbusters movie had the perfect amount of nostalgia.
I did too.
Because Dan Aykroyd shows up and goes, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts," and I fucking died.
Well, I mean, all the cameos. The only person who couldn't make a cameo, well, the only two that didn't make, Rick Moranis didn't make a cameo.
Because he just won't. I figure he's done.
Uh-huh. And then
Harold Ramis,
who passed
which
from
almost
Earth.
Made me cry at the end of the movie when you see poor Harold Ramis come up on the credits.
I know. And to me, it's like, The thing that stands out for me is that I think all three films stand by themselves
The new movie, that's exactly what I feel. I feel like it wasn't, and I don't know if it's going to get a sequel or not, because, I mean...
I hope so. It needs one. I think it really does.
Well, they left it open for a great one. No spoilers for anybody, because I think it's going to do well on video rental.
Oh, I think so, too.
But I just don't see the hatred on the movie as much as like people are going. And we're going to get to another movie that got hated on that I don't understand either before the end of this. And we got a nerd debate topic coming up out of the next movie we went to see. But I don't know. Like I don't see the hatred in this movie. And I think part of it's just the fact that it was rebooted.
Yeah.
And I guess you can say it's a reboot. I don't know.
Well, it's like you said, the first two Ghostbusters were really iconic. And
they're iconic, and that's the thing. But they're not, and God forbid, shoot me if you want, those movies do not hold up well.
No, they really don't. And I'll be honest with you, the rewatchability of the first two is really hard. I feel like the second one's
better than the first one anyway, but that's just me personally.
I thought the second one was the death of that franchise. I didn't think
that movie. The second one made more than the first one.
Did it really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And they didn't want to. They never. They signed. They wouldn't do another movie. They went ahead and was like, "Oh well, we could do it as a cartoon series."
And I mean that never.
It wasn't the original cast who did the cartoon voices either, but that was the ideas they had for movies.
But I will say this, though. They did a really good job with the Ghostbusters video game that came out for Xbox and PS3.
Yeah, that was
PS3,
right.
And that was a lot of fun. And if you've never played...
But it's really short.
It is short.
That's my only issue with that.
It is very short. But if you guys are gamers out there who love this kind of stuff and you love the nostalgia of it, go pick up a game of Ghostbusters. And just
the new one
looks
really good, too, because you actually get to create yourself to become a Ghostbuster.
Really? See, I want to get that. I need to get that for my PS4. But the truth of the matter is that for me, watching Ghostbusters, because I am a big fan of the old Ghostbusters, watching this new one, there was just enough of, it's like you said, nostalgia. They mixed just enough of the old and brought it into the new and really gave it that oomph. I laughed harder.
There was so many, and the cast is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you see Bill Murray show up, when you see Dan Aykroyd show up, when you see Ernie Hudson,
which was one of the best scenes in the movie.
And the receptionist, who I can't think of her name, but she was also in Designing Women, was also the receptionist of the hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's just little nuances to the old franchise, which I'm great with. And I think Ashley may have come up with the best fan theory ever. about this is when Dan Aykroyd said, "Are you afraid of no ghosts?" Look, I'm not spoiling anything saying that because
no,
he does say that.
He does say it.
Ashley comes up with the idea of going, "Hey, what if they were paid off to never talk about that again? Like, it was just forgotten, and all that, it happened, but no one remembered. Like, no one's supposed to talk about it happening."
Exactly. And they were sent in. They were actually sent in to they were sent in individually to well, okay.
And they took a lot of money not to talk about it.
Right, I mean, exactly. Shit. But, yeah, the character, the Dan Aykroyd character, I mean, he literally goes through, like, it's a phase four.
Yeah, he actually goes through his old character in as a taxi cab driver.
Right. And that in itself was just awesome. So
yeah,
but I mean, watching those movies, I mean, they stand alone very well. I think the reboot is just as much fun as
I don't even
too.
Know if it's a reboot or a reimagination of the franchise.
I don't
because
know.
Honestly, it's a great idea.
But what I do love about it is that it was still you still had several actresses from SNL that,
oh, you
that
could tell it
and,
too.
And it was in that, you know, in its own way was just really great.
And I loved all four of them together.
Oh,
and I can't.
Too.
And I hope to goodness they do something else with the franchise or at least put those four women in another movie.
Oh,
together.
Absolutely. And I do know this. When it comes out on DVD,
oh, it's an
automatic
purchase.
I mean, I'm not even going to.
Oh, it was visually stunning too.
Oh,
it
was
related to that. That movie was visually stunning.
They really made it good. And some of the parts that were kind of scary, they gave it that oomph, that power.
Another movie.
Yeah.
You drug me to see the new Star Trek. Now, I got to let everyone know, I didn't see the first two in theater.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I saw them on Blu-ray with you. I thought they were amazing.
Right.
I always get nervous about going to see Star Trek, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm not a fan.
I know that.
I know I'm not a fan of the... If I'm going to prefer to watch anything, I'm going to pick the original series.
Of course.
Because... Is something burning? Oh, that's all we need to know. We were like...
Okay. Alrighty.
I thought the house was burning down for a second. I was like...
Is it smoking? Something's...
Something is on fire. Something is on fire.
I see a smoke rising.
It's okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Ashley is causing the house to go down.
It's all right.
The roof!
We're good. We're good.
The roof!
We're good.
The roof is on fire!
We're good. All right. Okay.
That was funny.
Well, that's going to be... That's something you don't hear on a podcast.
Anything can happen when you record.
Yep.
Anything.
It
was kind of like blurred. It's kind of like when Brian came in and was like when they came in to tell Brian that the bridge to Memphis was closed during his interview.
I know.
All right, back to the okay. So you dragged me to see Star Trek, and again, I don't have any issue. I like the new movies. I think they're wonderful. I love the cast, but honestly, you know, compared to the old TV shows, the new stuff's so good anyway. Again, you guys can hate on me. I'm not saying newer is always better. Like
no.
Barney Stinson, but we go see it, and after coming out of that movie, I felt like that was probably my best movie experience of 2016.
Really?
I've had so far, because that movie was just fantastic.
Star Trek Beyond is amazing. I've got to give props to Steven Spielberg for the first two that came out. Just amazing, because, I mean, the one thing about that franchise, and I think you'll agree with me, that franchise was just dying. I mean, it was a philanthropic dinosaur. I mean, it was just...
It still kind of doesn't... And I know they're putting it on TV now, but is it going to be like the old TV series where they're sitting around pretty much in the bridge?
I don't know what it's going to be.
I mean, that scares the shit out of me.
Well, I mean, when Enterprise ended...
Right.
When Enterprise ended, I think it had been spread so thin. And Enterprise was really supposed to bring it back. And it didn't do very well.
Thanks, CW.
And Scott Bakula, as Captain Archer, was wonderful. I thought he was great. I really did.
He's half the reason I still watch NCIS New Orleans. Nolens.
But this Star Trek Beyond, and when we walked out of the theater, stop me if I'm wrong, but you said that had to have been one of the best Star Trek films.
That was the best Star Trek
franchise.
Film of any of it. Because I don't know if it was the fact that it had a different writer. Because Simon Pegg. And whoever and his partner knocked that out of the freaking...
Yeah.
Park.
Props to Simon Pegg.
There
he
is
a hell of a writer. I hope
again,
you write another
we can't
one.
Talk about this because you know it's still in theaters. And we're trying not to spoil it for you guys. But if you've seen the movie, there is a scene in that movie that involves a certain group from the late '80s that is white and raps.
Yeah,
that is fan freaking tastic.
It is an This is a movie you don't need to miss. If you're even if and I will say this even and I'll go so far to say this even if you're not a Trek fan,
and you're looking for something different, something really unique.
I think you need to see the first two before you've seen that one, though.
Well, I mean, I look at it from the point of view that I think you can see the third one and be okay. Because really, the first two don't intermix.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think you need to get introduced to these people playing these roles.
Okay, yeah, the one with Chris Pine. Yeah, the first one, yes. Into Darkness is a great movie, but you could...
But there's a lot of humor in this one.
It really
there
is.
There is a lot more humor in this, which I want in my franchises. Because, I mean, honestly, that's something that I feel... Look, I like serious movies occasionally. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's just, like, I want it to be mixed with a little bit of humor. If you give me a little bit of humor, you're going to hook me.
And that's what life is. Life has got humor in it.
And that's one reason I did not care for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're lacking... And that, again, is just a personal preference. Because Dark Knight didn't have it either.
But Star Trek Beyond... was a beautiful movie to watch.
Absolutely. Visually stunning again.
Visually stunning. Idris Elba was a great bad guy.
That was something I wasn't expecting. I was like, who the...
And
I love him in anything he's in, with the exception of The Office. I don't know why. I love that show, but I hate his character on The Office.
But, it was a great movie. I'm so glad we did go see it. I was just...
And we have a nerd debate topic when we're done talking about movies that involves that movie as well.
But what I love, one more thing about Star Trek Beyond before we go. One of the things that I do love about the new Star Trek films is the cast. The cast is unbelievable. Chris Pine is just wonderful as Captain James T. Kirk.
On an unrelated note, I'm not looking forward to him being the biggest damsel in distress, Steve Trevor.
Steve Trevor? I am. I think he'll be good.
I think that right now is my issue.
And another thing about Chris Pine, because he's kind of my band crush at the moment. Well, I'm not kidding. I like him.
How many shows is going to have us talk about crushes lately?
Chris Pine is really, really cute, and I like him a lot. But there's one movie that everyone should see. It's called The Finest Hours. Chris Pine is in it. It's a great flick. It's about the first Coast Guard. It's about a Coast Guard rescue that's absolutely tremendous and amazing. I just want to throw that out there. Love you, Chris Pine. And... Cat Dennings too, and
I was gonna say the miracle threesome now is like Chris Pine and Cat Dennings.
Yeah, but everyone who's playing these characters are really coming into their own, and I with the loss of the gentleman who played Chekhov,
Anton Chekhov. I know his name was Anton. That's all.
Anton. I forgot maybe
that's
his last
name. Character name, but I.
But you know, he died, and it was just a real low blow, and it sucks that.
But I know they're not replacing him, so that's kind of a plus.
Nope. So, but anyway, we.
So then, my fiance and I decided to go see the movie that everyone has hated on or loved. There's no in between.
Yeah.
On my birthday, and we decided to go see Suicide Squad.
How was it?
Now, me and you saw it last night.
We saw it last night. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you my first takeaway from Suicide Squad, because my second one's even better. But my first takeaway was, why are people hating on this movie? I'm sorry. This is the best DC movie since Batman Forever. Fuck all of you.
Okay.
And I'm going to go that far, because think about all the shit that's come out between there and now.
Let's go back just a minute. The Christopher Reeves Superman.
I said since Batman Forever.
Okay, all right.
So that would have been 1994. So think about all the DC movies that's come out since Batman Forever.
Okay, you got a point.
Batman and Robin.
You got a point. Oh, God. Wow.
Which, by the way, she kind of likes.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah, I could take it. Batman and Robin, The Green Lantern.
See, I love The Green Lantern.
But.
I'll stand by that.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the only person.
Yeah, I know.
You and Jake, actually.
God.
Yeah. Batman and Robin, The Green Lantern, Superman Returns, Man of Steel, Man of Steel, and Batman versus Superman. I think it's all the DC films that actually come out in that time frame.
Yep, so far, yeah.
That's it. And then the Dark Knight movies. The trilogy.
Yep.
Suicide Squad is the best movie since Batman Forever for DC.
I love Suicide Squad. I thought it was really, 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 really good. But
you can argue this. This is what this is for. This might turn into a nerd debate topic at this point. Fuck it.
Suicide Squad was fun. It was a great movie to watch. It was visually stunning. Once again, you had a visually stunning movie. It was great.
That's something that has been a running theme between the three movies. Ghostbusters, Suicide Squad, and Star Trek Beyond. They're all visually beautiful.
They are. They're visually stunning. And they did. And I won't lie, they did a great job. With the people they got to play those characters.
Are perfect.
Yeah, you can't get any better than that. I mean...
You do have a hatred for one of them, And I don't understand it, but that's something me and you will discuss in a little bit.
Which one was it?
Flag.
Oh, Flag, yes. Flag, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But, I mean, Margot Robbie was great as Harley Quinn. I was worried about Will Smith playing Deadshot.
I thought he was perfect. He embodied Deadshot.
He was. He was perfect for Deadshot. The guy who played Killer Croc, I loved Killer Croc. I want to see more of him. Jared Leto.
Okay, that's where we're coming into this. So the biggest issue that people have was there's not enough Joker in this movie. And I was like, there's plenty of Joker in this movie. This is not a Joker movie.
No, it never was.
This is not a Batman movie. This is not a Justice League movie.
This is Suicide Squad.
He's not a part of Suicide Squad. He should only have a small role.
Exactly. And no, the thing about it is...
But it makes me yearn for more.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's where they're going with this. I think
Oh, Joker's going to probably be the main focal point of the bad guys.
I'm sorry.
And you guys can hate on that if you want.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know what DC Justice League is going to be like.
I feel like Lex Luthor will probably end up as president somewhere in the general vicinity.
But I see the Joker rearing his head in around, you know, Justice League. I think we'll see him a lot in the DC film. We may even see... Well, we won't see him in Wonder Woman, but we'll see him...
That you know of.
That we, yeah. And I expect to start
seeing a couple of the Suicide Squad people show up.
I do too. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. I know we're not talking about this right now, but I am very, very, very excited for Wonder Woman. Anyway, simply for the fact
all those trailers came out while you were gone too.
Seeing the trailer on the big screen for the first time was really wonderful. Suicide Squad for me was a great. It was a great relief for DC. I think that they.
Well, let's look at this from this point of view. Origin and comic book movies suck balls.
Oh, yeah, they really do.
With the exception of Captain America.
Which was one of the best origins ever.
Just go ahead and throw that out there. 90% of the time, the origins are like, yeah, it's an origin film.
Yep.
Fuck it.
I mean...
Even Man of Steel.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to watch. It is even my hatred for Superman, but the origin story has been told so many times, I'm sick and tired of the fucking origin. You had a 10-season show with the fucking origin.
Oh, I know.
I'm sick and tired of seeing Superman everywhere.
I am too, but you know, the thing about Man of Steel, though, was, again, it was a visually stunning film, and I thought the script was superb. I thought they did a really good job with it.
So I don't think that, but that's only because I don't know if it's Henry Cavill's Superman, or the fact that I just hate Superman. But the fact that these... And I'm going to also say this. These characters are not supposed to be this serious.
And see, I I'm not going to lie. I love Henry Cavill's Superman.
It could be the part of me going, these characters aren't supposed to be super serious either.
No, they're not.
They're comic book characters.
They are.
This is ridiculous.
But you know, the thing that you and I have always talked about, just real quick, DC and Marvel have always had a different take on how comic books are written. Marvel's more of we got the bad guys, but they've always got that sense of humor in them.
Well, DC's had that sense of humor.
Right. But when you look at the DC comics like Batman, especially the big three, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman, those three do have a little in it, but they are more serious. I mean, how dark can Batman really get? We've seen that.
Right.
How Boy Scoutish can we see Superman get? Well, we see that. He smiles a lot, but he hardly ever really laughs. He's very serious about everything. He's got the world.
But the comic relief in the DC book, in the DC universe, is the bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really what it is. You know, Lex Luthor was great.
But he's not really he was kind of funny he had his moments.
And you know, Lex Luthor was good for Superman, Batman.
Son of Krypton versus Bat of Gotham.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah.
I mean, and you know, I'm waiting to see how they're going to handle Steve Trevor and Wonder Woman.
And that right there. You know that Chris Pine's your comic relief.
Oh yeah, and I, you know, I think he'll be good.
But
that made a candy.
Yeah. Ha. Back to Suicide Squad.
But Suicide Squad for me,
every character had their moment.
That's
the thing that I feel like Batman versus Superman did not have. Every character did not have their moment.
That's right.
And that's the thing with DC movies where I feel like every character doesn't have their moment. Go back to the Batman films of the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where each character had their moment.
Yep.
Riddler has his moment. Two-Face has his moment.
That's right.
Batman and Robin have their moments.
Even Max Schreck from the second movie
had his moment.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze has his fucking moment, as bad as it is. But he has his moment.
Yeah.
You know, the only upside about that movie is Poison Ivy.
I disagree.
It's not Mr.
Uma Thurman was just...
I don't have a problem with her.
The thing with Batman and Robin, or the thing with Batman and Robin is they did it so, it was almost hokey. I mean, it was kind of going back to the 1966 Batman,
which doesn't hold up either, though.
No, but.
But I love, and I'll watch it all day long.
Suicide Squad for me was, you know,
it was comedy, it was action, it had everything to it.
But what I loved about it was, out of all the DC movies, and you may actually agree with me, out of all the DC movies, the origins for all of those characters were heartfelt, and
it was told so quick.
But I mean, Harley Quinn going from her psychology role to becoming Joker's
lover. And that's
lover,
something else too.
That was scary. That was scary.
But
the
it was.
Way
but
he
it was.
It.
It was so fast. And it that's was. The thing. Let me tell you something. We all know the origins. I'm sorry. If you're a fan of any of these characters, just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know their fucking origin.
Yeah.
Case an example of, you know, I'm not really the hugest, I don't know a lot about El Diablo, which was one of my favorite characters.
I don't
in the
know
movie.
Much about him either.
But I still know his origin because I know enough.
Right.
The way they presented all their origins.
Yes.
Was perfect. If you're going to give me a freaking origin movie, that's the with a group of people, that's the way you do it.
Yep. And I think one of the greatest origins was Deadshot. Learning about how he really, you know, the way he was really more of this family man trying to... he was a bad guy. He's an assassin. But he had a family. He had his wife and his daughter. And he really loved his daughter. You know, really cared about her. And that was a really heartfelt kind of deal. But I will tell you this for Suicide Squad. For me, one of the greatest things I loved about it was seeing Enchantress. Seeing the Enchantress on the screen.
Which it took me back for a second going, oh, shit.
Enchantress.
Because that goes back to Justice League of...
Justice League Dark.
No.
Well,
the one with the flag.
Justice League United.
Is it United of America?
Justice League United.
Was that the one?
There's Justice League United. Then they went to Justice League Canada. Yes, but it's Justice League United.
I don't think that's it. I think it's Justice League of America because it was just Justice League. The comic book at the time was just Justice League with the.
The one with the flags.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I believe you're right. It is Justice League of America
because that was the first one that I ever got introduced to Enchantress in, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know enough, but I know enough.
And you know, in Justice League Dark, when the Justice League Dark stuff was going, Zatanna and John Constantine had to create a team to take down the Enchantress, you know.
And that was, I mean, honestly, though, this is where I'm going. This movie was great. She was awesome.
Oh,
the
it
Enchantress
was.
Character is great in the movie. Not to spoil it for anyone. That's a really good character to have in a movie.
I love seeing her.
What do you have against Flag? Okay, so for anybody who does not know, Flag is the army...
Handler. He's the handler.
Colonel or sergeant that is supposedly...
He's a handler for
Suicide
Squad.
No, that's not how they described it last night.
Liaison between him and Waller.
By the way, let's talk about Waller.
Let's talk about Waller. If you read comic books and you know anything about Waller, you come across her.
She is amazing.
She is mean. They turned her from in the comic.
They made
books,
her a little bit of a sympathetic role in the beginning of that in the movie, and you're like, oh, maybe this is not. And then they're like,
She turned out evil. I mean, one of my favorite scenes was in the bunker they rescued her from. So, I mean, just
spoilers.
To get an idea of what she was really like.
She's a shitty person.
She's a very shitty human being.
Well, no, because I mean, it's explained, and not to give any spoilers, but it's explained how Flag becomes a part of this group.
Right.
And it's because of her pulling a puppet string.
Yep.
And Flag makes a statement like, I can know people too, and she's just like, fucking call him. And just slams down her cell phone. I'm like, that's wonderful. I don't even care.
What I didn't like about Flag, it wasn't so much that I didn't like the character. I just didn't like the actor playing him. I didn't believe him.
I disagree with you I caught the army role from him. I caught that military role.
I caught
it more than I caught from, there's another one that had that military where it was led by a military guy. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't buy it. But I can't think of the movie right now.
G.I. Joe?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a comic book movie, but it was an action movie where where the guy's like a military, like he's got a team. And he leads them, and you're just sitting there watching this like...
I don't believe it.
I can't buy it.
I just couldn't buy Flag. I don't know what it really was about him. I just didn't buy him. And the dialogue between him and Deadshot sometimes felt forced on his end. I can't explain it. I'm not counting him out. He was an essential part of the film. And, you know, I just feel like he was a little... I mean, he had the cold hard.
On an unrelated note, it's just been announced that Jared Leto is in the Blade Runner sequel.
Yes!
That just popped up on
Ladies and gentlemen, I am very much a Blade Runner fan. That's right, Blade Runner fan. Love the movie, got the poster, went the soundtrack. Got the soundtrack. But anyway, on vinyl. Anyway, but Suicide Squad, but overall, I really, really enjoyed Suicide Squad. I really, really loved it. I would go see it again, you know?
It was good. And I'll say this. I've seen it twice now. The second time was even better than the first time.
I really do believe that DC overall.
How the hell did you not like the dude who played Flag?
Why?
He's in one of the movies you own.
What is it?
That me and you went to see in theater.
What?
The new RoboCop. He's fucking RoboCop.
He was great in RoboCop.
Same dude.
Okay, and...
No, that's what I'm saying. You called out his acting ability and you own one of his movies.
He was good for RoboCop. He was good for RoboCop.
Getting applause. Yes.
Okay, fine. What do you want me to do? Change my opinion? No, the guy was good as RoboCop. He was awesome, but for some reason, Flag was over the top. I don't know why. I just felt that Flag was over the top.
He's also in House of Cards.
Never saw House of Cards. But I mean... But overall, DC did a great
job. I didn't know he was in RoboCop.
DC overall did a great job with Suicide Squad.
Oh, I thought
they did
a
wonderful job. The casting was fantastic. The script was superb. The villain was fantastic. The whole movie.
The cameos were pretty damn good, too.
The cameos were awesome.
I will say, on the unrelated note, though, I want to see more of Jared Leto's Joker.
Oh, I do, too.
Oh, and yeah. If anybody wants to, and I told you how I described this, but I think I'm wrong. After seeing it the second time, it's a cross between three people.
Okay.
It's a cross between three portrayals of bad guys, two Joker, one not.
Okay.
Jared Leto's Joker comes across as Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson, and Jim Carrey had a baby.
The Riddler?
Yeah.
Jim. I agree with that. What I loved about Jared Leto's Joker was that he still had that insanity going on, but he also had that evil menacing. Yeah, I love that.
I got to tell you, they do something with him a little bit different. I'm going to just go ahead and tell that.
No, go ahead. Because
he has the smile tattooed on his hand.
And he brings
it up. Instead of having the scars that Heath Ledger's Joker have, and to a lesser extent, I think Jack Nicholson's Joker has too. But I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot better than seeing the scar. Because honestly, I am so sick of God of the fucking Joker stories.
And, I am too, yeah.
But if we're going to get a new take on Joker with Harley...
Jared Leto was perfect.
I'm cool with this.
Yeah.
And he was wonderful. He knocked it out of the park. I do want, and that's the thing, I want to see more. And I know that there's supposedly a story where he's in the deleted scenes a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jared Leto's Joker. See, I wasn't really sure about that. And Joker, I'll be honest with you, man. I've seen so much of Joker and Harley Quinn, I'm bored with it. I won't lie.
I'm more bored of Joker, but that's only because I love Harley, but that's because I get... Because they always reinvent. I don't like the new look. I'm pissed that they changed the look of Harley for the comics now. And now I'm not. Like, you know, they changed her to the new.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Eh.
Well, they're doing that for, if you go back and look at all the DC comics
books now,
they're really starting to see it. Okay, like Wonder Woman is now looking a lot more like Gal Gadot. Henry Cavill's getting his face put on Superman. It looks like it. And, of course, Batman.
Batfleck.
Bruce Wayne is looking more like Ben Affleck.
By the way, Bruce.
And I don't have a problem with
it. Ben Affleck's Batman,
really
quick.
Yeah.
Since Superman versus Superman's out, Ben Affleck's Batman to me is the video game Batman.
I think so. I think he is. I think he's the one.
I think we're going to get the Injustice story.
We got part of it. At least that's what I thought in Batman versus
Superman.
Which
I'm cool with.
Yeah.
Because I thought the story was decent, but I'm still pissed the fact that they're not using the television Flash again. A whole nother argument.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know.
That's probably my one. And we griped about that last night.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the television characters get their love because
they deserve it. And they're
the
good.
The guys playing the Flash and Arrow both are fucking fantastic.
They need DC. Hey, DC, wake up. Look at the actors playing these characters already. They're good.
And now
they're
Superman's
good.
Being thrown into Supergirl.
Yeah.
And I'm going.
But hey, but I'll tell you what I like about the new Supergirl, though. Linda Carter is going to be president. Is gonna
but
be,
again, though, but eventually,
I'm just saying, it's Linda Carter.
But
Linda
eventually,
Carter.
But eventually, Wonder Woman's getting thrown into one of these shows.
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman's going to happen. It's going to have to because we're getting that universe now.
I guess DC is going to do theirs a little bit more different than Marvel. They're going to have two different universes. They're going to have a TV universe. You could look at it at Earth 1 and Earth 2.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Because, you know, the costume that Gal Gadot wears is an Earth 2 costume.
I mean, that's kind of, I guess, something you could look at. Yeah. All right, we're going to do a nerd debate real quick. I'll throw in the intro later. All right.
Yeah.
This is because of Star Trek Beyond.
All right.
And a scene where, and I am going to spoil something.
Yep.
So get over it.
Spoiler alert.
Sulu.
Yeah.
Sulu is flying the
Enterprise.
No.
But oh, I can't say that. No, it's not the Enterprise.
I can't say that. Flying the ship into a rock formation, just hitting everything on the way down.
Oh, yeah.
But he pulls it out. It's an amazing scene.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And like all of his flying. And then it hit me. Who is the better pilot? Is it Sulu with the Enterprise or is it Wash with Serenity? Dun, 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 dun.
Ooh. Wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, that's kind of hard to explain. That's kind of hard. I mean, let's break it down for a minute here. Let's look at the two ships. Serenity is a small
hunk of shit.
Let's break this
down. In all honesty, if we're going to look at it from this point of view, Serenity compared to the Enterprise, Serenity is like driving a Chevy Pinto. And Enterprise is like driving a Porsche.
That's just wrong, dude. Serenity is a small spacecraft. It is manned by what, six people?
Yes.
Okay, manned by six people. She's got a light. She's got a light drive on her, and she's very maneuverable. The way she's built, she's maneuverable. And not only that, the gimbals for the engines are able to do opposite movement. All right, so like one goes up, one goes down, you can get all kinds of fighter jet movement out of it. The Enterprise, on the other hand, is a bigger ship. I can't remember the crew complement of it, but it's a huge.
There's at least 2,000 people on that ship.
It's a huge ship. Not the most maneuverable vehicle in the world. Warp drive is about its saving grace.
Not technically in the television series or the older movies, though, because it did move really well.
Oh, it did move well. I mean, not only that, but it also each the saucer section and the drive section both had maneuvering thrusters that had to be used, and we saw that used several times in the movie. Okay, so when you talk about space, you're in a vacuum and you can do just about anything. I think Wash would have more maneuverability because he would be able to dodge anything close. It'd be kind of like watching. It's like you see a scene where Serenity is flying into this asteroid, and we saw this happen in the movie Serenity.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really that; it was Reaver ships that they were flying through. And you know, you saw Wash just do things with this vessel that no one else could. I mean, he did a straight down.
Could he do that with other ships?
Right.
Because my answer is yes.
My thing is if you put Wash at the helm of the USS Enterprise, what kind of maneuverability would you get out of it? I think he could find a lot. Sulu? I think Sulu's just as good as he is. I think if you put him in the center.
Oh my God! What a cop out answer.
If you put Sulu, no. If you put Sulu in Serenity, here's the deal. Wash is a damn good pilot. Sulu is also a damn good pilot, but he was trained to fly. He was trained by the Federation to fly a spacecraft using certain rules and regulations. Okay. Wash was a pilot from the very beginning, and he was
after the Federation crumbled, and yeah. It's because they, you know, space cowboys.
I think I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think as much as I love Star Trek, I think Wash is probably the better pilot. I really do.
That's three. I can't argue this. And as much as I love Sulu, I think he's a great pilot, especially
awesome.
In the new movies. He's an amazing.
Oh yeah, he's brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, I'm choosing Wash. If I have to pick, someone to captain my ship, if I'm picking someone to fly my ship, it's gonna be Wash.
Wash. But
as long as I don't have to go through Reaver territory.
But you're no kidding. But here's the one thing though. Here's a Browncoats, and
Ashley's like pointing at it, like, "Hey,
long live the Browncoats." But I mean, but you know, I like to think about this though. If Sulu was at the helm of Serenity, because we've seen him at the helm of shuttlecrafts, and we've seen him at the helm of another certain spacecraft we can't talk about, that spacecraft,
I mean, we saw him fly. We saw him fly certain fire, certain spacecraft that really just kind of defy what
but
you
Wash,
with it.
But Wash could do that too. Oh, I think honestly so too. Believe that.
I think so too. I think you know. I'd love to see. I wish somebody would actually put together a movie.
You
and
know, Alan Tudyk's in Rogue One.
Is yeah, I know. I can't wait to
as
see
a
this.
Pilot.
Oh, X-wing fighter pilot.
I don't know what he is. I just know he's a pilot.
Yay!
So that
I'm
squeals
I'm,
all around, squeeze from everybody.
I mean, well, think about this. I'm gonna add one more. What do you think about Harrison Ford, or I should say Han Solo? You think Han Solo could? You think Han Solo?
I would still take Wash.
Still take Wash, no matter what.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to see Wash at the helm of the Millennium Falcon?
I would pay money for that.
I mean, that would be just.
I would
awesome.
Say I think out of all of it though, I think Han Solo could fly Serenity really well.
Oh, I think he could too. I think I think Chewie could do it. I think Chewie could fly Serenity really well. Mal's not a bad pilot either. But Wash though. I'm not gonna lie. Especially out of Star Trek, I'm gonna say Wash was the better pilot. He really is really good.
This is something we debated after the movie because I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Can't talk about it, but yeah, no, that guys, that's gonna wrap it up almost because
that's it.
Everything we talked about. We have so many stuff coming up. Don't forget, Monday night, the 90s edition of Live, the Saved by the 90s. Guys, we're going to talk about everything we can 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And when I tell you this, this is going to be a very brutal show where I will probably be made fun of for the entire run of the show. I don't know if you listen to our Totally Bitchin' 80s show or not. This is going to rival that by 100 times.
Yes.
All of us had some really, like, just crowning moments in the 90s. Ashley actually did crown. So,
thumbs
so
up.
It was like it, this is the decade that defined a lot of us, you not so much, but a lot
no,
of us.
Not me.
There's going to be a huge debate, I think, between five against one when we're like, when I say the 90s has the best decade of music, someone's going to throw a bitch fit and the other five people are going to be like, no, you're wrong. And I cannot wait for that moment to happen during our 90s show. Also, next Friday night, the Winos return. Live's moving to Mondays after
yep.
this is done. Officially, we are Monday nights now. We're going to go back to our old time of 10, 9 Central. We have a new store opening up. This is huge news. This is the announcement I want to make. We have a store opening up. It is actually going to be through the website. We're going to be selling anything and everything nerd related, including our own t-shirts, which
yay.
We will give more details as the weeks come on. We have partnered with a lot of different companies. And we're going to be bringing you all the coolest stuff we can.
Yep.
From the nerd realm. So be on the watch for announcements on that. Check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBuzzKillMagazine. Or check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/TBKMag. Booyah! Anything you would like to add to this?
I just want to add that I am just glad to be back. And
welcome to civilization!
And I have missed this, and I have missed everyone. So, yeah, I am. And
it
I
was
guess
weird doing
a
live show without you.
I'm sure
I'm just going to let you know, the girls held their own. Oh, I have to tell you a story that happened during that show.
Okay.
So, you know the old mic stands, because we got
yep.
new mic stands.
Yeah, yeah.
The old mic stands would clamp to a table.
Oh, God.
And during the show, like, I have a habit of
yep.
hitting a table.
Yep, you do.
Which is probably not going to turn out as bad on this now, because we got different mic stands. But I don't even think it was already falling as is, and they don't know this, but when I was putting up the mics to begin with, the mics were falling.
Yeah.
The whole time the mics have been falling. So I'm like, well, son of a bitch. So what do we do now? Okay. So Sharon's mic happens to just go down after I do this one time. Just poof. Like it was it reminded me a lot of your first night with a black man with a big dick coming in your face. And
what?
You told me that story.
Oh, okay, maybe I did.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was just like this mic just come down and hit her right in the face. Bam!
Oh, God. Ow.
And I'm like, shit! Yeah. And I'm sitting there panicking. As all this is happening, Ashley's hiding her face right now. As all this is happening, I'm like, oh, my God. What the fuck am I going to do? So we got new mic stands because of that. So that's something that happened while you were gone, by the way. So, yay.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh wait, there's one more thing I do want to say real quick.
Yes.
If Brian O'Halloran is listening, Mr. O'Halloran, thank you so very much for the autograph on my clerk's tin. Thank you.
Coolest dude ever, man.
I'd love to meet the guy.
It will happen.
I know. Someday.
He is a really cool dude. Like the fact that you weren't there was weird, and I think everyone who, But we had a great turnout. We had over 100 people in the room listening to us do our shtick.
That's awesome.
So it was cool. I guess next year I'm going to have to do two shows live at convention.
Well, I'll be back. I'll be back for that. I'm staying home for that one. I'm not missing out again. No, God, no.
Because I feel like the Wino show is going to be enough where they're going to have to do theirs live, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Guys, if you like I said, if you haven't checked out the Winos, also a couple of other new shows. Ashley and I are going to end up doing our own show.
Cool.
Yeah, not, it's something that she's and I have been talking about. We don't know what it's going to be yet. We don't know what we're going to call it. But it's just going to be us randomly arguing. So we've talked about love.
Wait. How many times do I have to tell you not to work with people that you're, that yeah, you're in a relationship with?
But like us arguing over topics was funny.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
So we I think one of the names, the working titles right now is Lover's Quarrel.
That's great.
She's like, no.
The Married Show.
Lover's Spat.
Married Without Children.
Married Without Children.
Married With Dogs.
Oh, my God. So like apparently,
dogs.
Apparently Al Roker. Hey, can we talk about this? We haven't discussed this. Apparently Al Roker tore into Ryan Lochte for lying. Al fucking Roker.
Al Roker. Yeah. Love this guy.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what he said.
It's a video, so I can't actually just pull it up randomly. But, dear God. Ryan Lochte, by the way. What a dumbass.
I know. What was his deal, anyway?
Okay, so here's the story. God, we were getting on the show. Fuck it. Here's the story. Ryan Lochte was told, and three other swimmers were apparently locked or was held up at gunpoint. Apparently,
yeah.
That was the story. And Brazilian officials denied it. Olympic officials denied it, but that's the story that made the rounds.
Right, right.
Well, the video came out to find out that the four of them were peeing in an alley.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Knocked over a sign.
No.
A security guard comes up to the car, an armed security guard, and tells the taxi and tells them to stay where they are. They also get in the wrong taxi cab twice.
Oh, God.
And tells them to stay and tells the taxi driver to stay where he is.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
Were these morons drunk?
Yes.
God.
Of course they were drunk.
That's great.
Ryan fucking Lochte.
Well, welcome to Rio de Janeiro,
oh, my
guys.
God. I don't know if you've been watching the Olympics or not. We watched a little bit of the opening. Dear God, the opening ceremonies. We watched what? Them lighting the torch, which took like 16 hours to get to. Fuck, they're like naming countries that I didn't even know existed.
Oh, you know,
Zimbabwe, Kazakhstan. What?
The one thing I'll remember forever, though, with this one is that people were, Rio was actually protesting to not have the games there.
Oh, because of the freaking Zika virus.
I mean, it was like Rio just didn't want it. Rio was like, no.
They are doing some cool stuff with the Olympic buildings, though.
Yeah.
They're able to be tore apart.
I know that.
Really
they're like,
easily.
They're like snap tight. They're like snap tight
model
kits.
They're taking the parts of the They're taking the parts of the stadiums and building schools and stuff for them with them. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
I mean, hopefully that's something that they will do in the future. Congrats to them for that. But my God, it's a rough Olympics.
That's, man, wow.
It's been a rough Olympics.
It really has.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything else. No. Nope, done.
Guys, coming up, like I said, we got a new store. Check me on the watch for that. We also have a lot of stuff coming up. The Winos, Ashley and I's got a show. The Sunday Night Slam will debut soon. It was going to be this weekend, but things happen.
Yep.
Because birthday, and apparently we're going to Lambert's.
Yes!
You are not going. No. Home of the Throat Roll. If you've ever been to a Lambert's, folks, you're not going to go away hungry.
That's true.
Dear God.
And if you do go away hungry, there's something
wrong with you. Yeah. Or you have a hole in your stomach.
There
you
is
need
a,
to get that looked at.
Or a tapeworm.
Or a tapeworm.
Yeah.
Chicken fried steak as big as your head. Nah. So that's happening. But that's coming up. Ashley and I show is coming up. I've got a few other things planned as well. I don't know what else. Emerson's talked about a show.
Really?
So I don't know how that what's going to be going on with that. And I'll let people know more. So we're trying to up our game. Oh, don't forget, also TBK Live is now on SoundCloud. We are not only on iTunes anymore. We're also on SoundCloud. SoundCloud, and look us up. Just type in TBK Radio on SoundCloud.
Yay!
Is that everything? Store? SoundCloud? Oh, we're doing live shows in Baltimore.
That's right. We are doing live shows. Are we really?
Yeah, we're going to do shows in Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at least going to do one
I
or two.
I thought we weren't going to work.
We're going to do at least a show in Baltimore.
All right, do a show in Baltimore, yeah.
I don't know exactly. I don't exactly know where and what day we're going doing it. I know our shows are Monday, so.
By the way, we are going to be at the Baltimore Con.
Yeah, we're going to be at Baltimore Comic Con. Yeah. We're going to be at Baltimore Comic Con, Memphis Comic Con, Pride in Jonesboro, and possibly Memphis. It's a little touchy right now.
Weird.
We're going to go to Out of Control Wrestling to hang out with Santiago, who was on the show. I can't believe that. There's so much stuff going on. Memphis Wrestling is having a throwback show on the 10th of September we're going to be at.
Wow, we're going to be busy.
Yeah, September's going to suck. October, we're going to be at Memphis Comic Expo. My God, I forgot the name.
Don't you remember that?
Don't forget Rocky Horror at the Paragold Cinema 8.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Our wedding is November 18th. not mine and Chris's. Mine and Ashley's.
Wait, what?
I said not ours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ours is in November.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Okay, so and then I think that wraps up. And then Comic Conway's in December. Good God, man. Comic Conway in December.
Yes, I know.
Shit.
I know. I don't even know.
I don't know what free time is anymore. What is free time?
Free time is usually that time when you're free.
Huh? Lambert's. That's what I'm doing in my free time. Lambert's. So I can get like a sweet tea out of a 32-ounce mug and shit.
Hey, that sounds good.
Guys, the 90s show, Monday night, 10-9 Central, Saved by the TBK Live presents Saved by the 90s. We're going to discuss all things 90s with myself, Chris Knight, Ashley, and the host of the Winos. I like to call it Saved by the Bell. So, and I will be introducing everyone as Saved by the Bell characters, okay. And I might be doing obscure Saved by the Bell characters.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's right. I might even throw out a Tori Scott reference for all of you sitting out there going, who the fuck is Tori Scott? Yeah, remember her as the biker chick who replaced Kelly Kapowski?
Really?
No, it was Jesse and Lisa. Jesse and Lisa left the show.
And they,
or Jesse and Kelly left the show.
Jesse and Kelly left the show, and
they replaced her with a biker chick named Tori. And then they brought back Jesse and Kelly for the graduation episode.
And got rid of Tori.
And then they finished the season with Tori. Let that sink in for a minute, by the way. They were still going to high school after they graduated. Saved by the Bell, everybody. All right, so we'll discuss a lot.
I gotta watch that show sometime.
We're going to talk all this about the 90s. Guys, don't forget, Monday night, the 90s, the Winos come on Fridays every other week, and then we're going to replace it with some theme shit. I don't know what our next theme show is going to be. Any ideas?
Knight Rider.
Oh, my God, I have to sit through Knight Rider episodes, and we don't have time. Oh, I guess it could be our Baltimore Comic-Con preview.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
That might be our next show, actually. Our Baltimore Comic-Con preview would be, it's the Friday we leave.
Yeah, it is Friday we leave.
All right, so it'll be our Baltimore Comic-Con preview. That'll be our next theme show. All right, guys, we will see you next time for Chris Knight.
Oh, hey, that's me. Scott, I haven't been on the show for so long, I've forgotten. Yay!
I thought my name was Steve.
I'm like I said, I'm glad to be back, and I'm going to be here for a while, a long time. So, Richard?
For Chris Knight, I'm Richard Pruitt. Guys, we will see you next time when we go back into the greatest decade ever, the 1990s.
Yes!
Torgo, you know what to do, sir. Take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go. To see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a runner sound.